Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Paddle and Fin Network. That's right. We're doing a complete takeover of what is going on in 2024 with Paddle and Fin. I've got most of the hosts for all the shows that we have, and we've got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about, and we're going to try to do this on a nice, easy pattern. So the easiest way that we're going to do this is exactly in the order of how our shows are going to go out throughout the week. So without that being said, I am the very first show with The Final Cast. All right. The Final Cast is going to be going on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Very important. 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to be talking with industry leaders in gear, tech, anything that involves kayak fishing. So anything you can think about is going to be talked about. Next week, we have our very first show with the Paddle and Fin Network. The Final Cast is going to be with the Fish or Die Bait Company. So we're going to be talking to tons of different entities inside of the fishing industry, not just baits, but we're going to talk about gear. We're going to talk about kayaks. We're going to bring everybody that we possibly can into the industry using the connects that we have with the Paddle and Fin Network. So Monday nights, 7 p.m., The Final Cast with your host, Randy Newton. I'm also going to have a co-host that's going to be coming in and out throughout the season. So you're going to have, we're going to sit back. We're going to relax. We're going to have a good time. So Monday night, 7 p.m., The Final Cast. Also on Monday night, we're going to have a brand new show that's kind of crossing over and coming into the Paddle and Fin Network. I'm going to bring in the host, Mr. Gene, and we're going to talk a little bit about TPO Doc Talk. Tell us a little bit about it, sir.
How are you, brother?
Good, hey, man.
The TPO stands for the True Patriot Outfitters. It's a nonprofit organization founded on the premises of getting our nation's warfighters involved in kayak fishing as much as we can, man. You know, the science behind it is very simple. We know that getting outdoors and engaging the outdoors carries healing benefits, brother. There's medical science that backs this. And when we learn that, it made just total sense for us that this became our mission. The more of our nation's warfighters that we can get in a kayak and get them engaged in the outdoors, the better. And this podcast provided us a platform to do that, to talk about it. We'll have guests on there from the fishing industry. And almost always there's some connection that they have to our veteran community, to our first responder communities or their families, you know, in some way. We talk about, we'll touch on the mental health benefits. We'll touch on the physical benefits, of course. And then just fishing in general, man, we'll get into some chewing the fat, doing some general doc talk.
And you've got a very interesting, like, secondary part of this show that I want you to talk about too. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Last year we worked out a deal. I was a huge participant in it, then had the opportunity to lock shields with them. We're going to be the official podcast of the All-American Kayak Series as well. We're going to be covering all of the All-American Kayak Series, the results that go on there. We're going to be doing interviews with the anglers themselves. We'll have Josh Booth on as much as possible, our tournament director. I'm going to be kind of the talking head at all of the awards and so forth. I'll be the MC up there. Gonna miss competing in it this year for sure. That's not going to be something that I'm real happy about, but you know what, I want to see the series grow. I want to see it get its claws. The Midwest of America and those anglers in the Midwest deserve having a solid national series that comes close right to them, you know, within 6 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours of their location. And so we want to see this thing grow. I believe in it, and we're going to do what we can to help.
So with your show and then the All American that's kind of going on, you're doing a lot of things behind the scene. So yes, what sir. Can we see a little bit coming out of your show after and Monday nights? What's your time again for Monday night?
Monday nights we go live on our channel at 6 p.m. Mountain. So that would make it 8 p.m.
Mountain time.
Yeah, 8 Mountain p.m. time, Eastern. Everybody. Yeah, I'm out in Colorado here, man. I'm out in the far west of the Midwest.
So it's one of those really cool things that the reason why we can have two shows going on Monday is because we're in two drastically different time zones. So it actually works out quite well. And you get double the pleasure, double the fun with some kayak fishing talk. I mean, that's right? Going to be awesome.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's, you know, and if we've talked before, you know, if there's ever a defining reason why we should move around, we'll move around. We'll figure something out. But yeah, we've been here on those Monday nights, and that gives us also an extra day to get those anglers on and chat with them and talk on this stuff. But yeah, a lot of behind the scenes, you know, stuff we're going to have. I mean, we're coming out the gates tonight swinging, man. We've got a very old friend of ours. He was one of the first big name guests that we ever had on our show 3 years ago. He is a United States Navy veteran, Mr. Jody Queen. Nice. And getting him on the show, man, is a big deal to have him come back and be here for our first episode with the Paddle and Fin. This is exciting stuff.
Well, I'm excited for you. I mean, we're really excited to have you on board with us. It's going to be a very unique year. We're going to be able to show tournaments that are going on in the Midwest. We're going to be able there's just so many cool things that are happening with the Paddle and Fin Network with Gene and then also all the other hosts that we have, that the angler is really going to get diverse in a lot of things.
You know, man, and that's been the biggest piece, that while we stay true to our mission in there, we also know that, you know, we want to provide information. So as we provide this information to a lot of the veteran active community and so forth, we also want to make sure that we're providing with this. So we're working with a couple anglers that are veterans on doing some segments of taking our show and breaking it into little segments where we can do, we're going to highlight, say, veteran-owned businesses is going to be a segment where we talk mm-hmm. with them that are in the fishing industry. So tackle, equipment, service, stuff they have. Also tackle hacks. We're going to be, you know, working with a lot of those guys on different, you know, little tips and tricks where we can here and there, try to highlight some of that.
Can you give me a hack on how to catch fish?
Yeah, man. A lot of YouTube, apparently, is what I'm hearing. I know a few guys to follow, I'll tell you that.
There you go. There are quite a few guys we could follow for sure. But, you know, since moving, I haven't even got a chance to get into the waters yet, and I've got to figure out how to, like, totally refish again. So it's going to be very interesting what 2024 is going to hold with my son and myself kind of being on the water for the first time in North Carolina. But
where'd you come from to North Carolina?
I came from the fishing state of Florida.
Yeah, that's going to be a different kind of fishing up there.
Yeah. Totally different. Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited because, you know what? It's new ventures for everybody. We've got new shows going on. We've got the final cast going on. It's going to be able to highlight some of the things that we're doing in North Carolina and all the things throughout the industry. We've got TPO Doc Talk. It's just cool how over the last, like, 2 weeks, everything's kind of unfolded. And when we casted the vision for 2024, of course, with everything, with some change, everything, there's more change. And so with that change, we were able to bring in Gene. And I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with the TPO Doc Talk. And then also the All-American show that you're going to be able to produce on the side while doing this. It's just so many things, so many cool things.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that to throw this out there, man. I'll tell you, when we started doing this a long time ago, we were very simple, very small in our focus about what we were trying to do. We didn't grow to, you know, we weren't some, you know, massive size, but we were very conscious about making sure we were remaining professional, putting out a good product, having good interviews, taking care of our guests that came on. And the Paddle and Fin shows, man, were always kind of the way we looked at you guys was like, there's the bar, right? I mean, that's what we want to operate at their level, right? So when this, you know, opportunity presented itself, if you could have seen the camera with the camera off, you know, I'm back here just very, very stoked, man, to be recognized by peers that you respect. And to have an opportunity to contribute, be a part of the team at Paddle and Fin, we're excited about this, and we're looking forward to being good teammates and take care of the folks that take care of us.
I would like to keep Gene on as long as possible, but the thing is he has to get ready for that show that's getting ready to happen here in a little bit. So make sure you guys pay attention. What's going on with Paddle and Fin, the All American, the TPO Doc Talk? Pay attention to what he's got going on tonight. As soon as you're done with this, click over to him, hang out with him tonight. And enjoy. Gene, we definitely are excited to have you on with Paddle and Fin. We're definitely excited with what you have going on with the All-American and the TPO Doc Talk. And we are looking forward to learning more about your shows and everything else that's going to happen over 2024.
Appreciate it, brother, very much. Glad to be a part of the team.
Cool. Well, don't go too far, because what we're going to do is I'm going to play a commercial about one of our biggest events that we're getting ready to do, and that is Dale Hollow. All right. Well, I brought him in. I'm looking forward to it. The man, the myth, John Rapp. You can tell us a little bit about Dale Hollow, sir.
Hey, man, looking forward to it. I have spoke to Richard DeVry, who's owner of the Eastport Marina. And some good things that has come about is that this year we will be doing all of our awards ceremonies and everything on the water at the marina. So instead of driving up from a lot of us stay down on the water at the houseboats, right? So the guys don't have to unload, jump out of their boats, and then head back up to the farm. They can just stay right there, go into the restaurant, order food, relax, and then we'll do everything right there on the water at Eastport Marina.
That's awesome. So it's a 2-day event, correct? On the 27th and the 28th?
Yes.
Of April. So make sure you can go right on over to Tourney X.
It's already on Tourney X. Guys can go in there, sign up, watch it, check your calendar so you can get involved and go. If you're looking to book your rooms, reach out to me and I will get you a phone number so you can call directly to the owner, Richard DeVry, and get your hotel or your rooms on the water set up at the houseboat. Should be $50 a night, like it's been the last several years.
Cool, nice. That's a good break. I mean, and you're staying right on the water. Wait a minute. You said a houseboat?
Yes, they have like four different houseboats, five houseboats. The last several years, the Paddle and Fin group has had two or three houseboats. Us guys from West Virginia, we travel. We took 18 people down there last year. We filled up two houseboats. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, you guys need to come on, come with us. Hey, honey.
And so can you like literally set your kayak there, leave it on the water, and then just roll out of bed and jump into it in the morning?
That's the way I roll. I mean, when I was down there, many of the others, the 3 years ago, the Paddle and Fin podcast had their own boat, and then two of the other boats were just all the guests. It can sleep between 6 and 8 per boat. So, you know, grab your crew and roll, you know, let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be a big event. It's going to be a great event. I mean, last year was how many anglers were there?
47, I believe we had total. And yeah. This year we're going to be doing the event in conjunction with Tennessee Bass Nation. So we'll have that whole group of coming in. Last year, our average daily big bass payout was over $2,000. So if you caught one fish
daily,
not just overall, each day it was over $2,000. I don't know what it'll be this year. That'll be up to Richard and what kind of sponsors he gets from the area. But we're hoping that it will be in that area again, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's not.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, again, thank you to Richard and everybody at Eastport Marina. They always host a great event for us. We're definitely excited to be back there again this year. And yes, we are looking forward to what is going to happen at Dale Hollow. So as you guys know, John Rapp is the host of the Rusty Hook podcast. So tell us a little bit about the Rusty Hook podcast and kind of like what's your plans for 2024?
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Well, I want to go back in time a little bit. Just recently made a few trips. I got to go up to Duber headquarters right after Christmas for a couple days. And then when I got home a week later, went to Texas for 5 days. While I was in Texas, I got to meet with a good friend and old buddy, Chris Payne from Big Lake Bait Company. Now, if anybody has watched some of the old shows that I used to do when I first got started, Chris was a huge contributor to my show. He would come on, he would do baits, he would talk about gear reviews, because he'd done a lot of that from his Payne Outdoor days and back when he used to write his magazine for KBF. Mm-hmm. Yes, Chris Payne used to run the KBF magazine back in 16, 17, 18 before he closed it down. So, yeah, I mean, he is OG, one of the people that got kayak bass fishing on the map, and I love having Chris on board. He will be a major contributor for the upcoming shows. And then, I mean, I've been around a while. I know a lot of people, and I'm just going to reach out and talk to people about things. One of the things that that the Rusty Hook does is we do an angler profile. I've got already about 15 of them on queue that I can do up from guys the past year, year and a half, that talk about how they got into fishing. And then I do other interviews. I do some tournament news locally. And I try to cover, and that's the great thing about our media network, I try to cover this region, which is the area I'm from, which is West Virginia. Mm-hmm. So I'll have guests from West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and so forth, come on and talk things about the industry and fishing.
One of the coolest things that John does on his show, besides have Chris Payne on and besides bringing in the guest, is that he just randomly calls you too. Like, I think it's one of the coolest things is like when he just randomly calls. He's caught me in the middle of working out, doing all sorts of weird things and just like randomly talk about random things. And it's one of the coolest things is when he reaches out to you and pulls you into the show and whatever you're doing. Hopefully you're dressed and ready to impress. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that was one of the great things about when I used OBS and used another program is that I could just jump on Facebook Messenger and call people up and bring them into the show. You know, it's a little bit different with using StreamYard. So my friends and followers out there, you don't have to worry about that crank call anymore, I don't think.
Oh, come on. That's the best part. I think you and I need to sit down. We need to figure out exactly how you get to bring the crank calls back because that's the best thing.
Oh, it's easy, man. We just share screen. I just bring them up on, you know, I just call them and then share that screen and bring them on board. I mean, we could do it.
We could totally do it. So, but besides that, what's your other big plans for 2024?
Well, you know, it's, oh, looky there, boys. You heard it right there. Thank you, Richard, for chiming in.
There you go. Thank you, Richard. Wow. That's going to be awesome.
Outstanding. So yeah, Richard, we need to touch base. I'll call you sometime. Probably next week. I'll be at the East Tennessee Fishing Show, Richard, if you're headed that way. So I would love for you to come over and see us. I'll be at the East Tennessee Fishing Show. I'm leaving day after tomorrow to go down and help with the Z-Pro Lithium fishing booth that we're going to have up. We're going to have product there. So if anybody in Tennessee, Virginia, this region, North Carolina, needs to shoot across the mountains there. And if you need a battery, we'll have batteries. Come see me and we'll see what we can do to put you a new battery on your boat for 2024.
I was sitting there. I was on the couch. I was looking at the schedule and I'm like, oh, the East Tennessee Fishing Show. I was like, I could easily go over and do this. Like, boom, boom, boom. And then I asked my wife, hey, East Tennessee Fishing Show. She's like, nope, got something planned already. I'm like, and that quick it went away.
Yeah. Yeah. I just immediately thought that you had something going on with the boys for soccer and you're like, nope.
Well, I mean, that's coming down the pipe, trust me. But, you know, and just like Richard says here, if you're going to go to the event, make sure that you reach out sooner than later if you're going to stay more than two nights so that way they can make sure you get on the houseboats for the entire week. So it is important that you do that. If you need any information, reach out to John right there, and he'll hook you up and get everything all taken care of and get you all set up for the event at Dale Hollow at Eastport Marina. Okay, so Tuesday nights, what time is your show, The Rusty Hook Podcast?
Hey, you know, just go hit that like. Oh, and I wanted to tell you guys, Gene's show for TBO and stuff, he's got Facebook pages, All-American Kayak Series, they have Facebook pages. Take a moment for all these guys. We got Brad coming up shortly. Go hit their like button, follow, subscribe, so you get notified when they got stuff going on. It doesn't hurt to do that. We appreciate it. And make sure you do that for the Rusty Hook and the Paddle and Fin. And if you have YouTubes, bust out those things on the YouTubes too as well. Cam Steele at Faith and Fishing Podcast, I sent you a message. We want to talk to you. We might like to recruit you to come on over here and talk with us here at the Paddle and Fin. So, come talk to us. Let's make a deal. We want great content. And if you guys are into podcasting, you have a show, you want to do a guest show with us, we can return the love. And Randy Newton right there, he talked to one of us. We would love to work with you.
Well, and, it's all and about one of growth. It's all about growth.
It goes back to what you've said numerous times over and over and over, and that is we just want to help one more person get out of the house, get on the bank, get in a kayak, get in some type of boat, but most importantly, have a fishing pole in their hand.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, our overall goal and mission, and John and I have sat down and we talked about this a little bit, our overall goal and vision for 2024 is we want to make sure that we are producing content and not just content, but great content, stuff that's useful to you all, stuff that you can actually go back, re-listen over and over again, something that you can learn from. And then at the same time, we want to reach out and make sure we get all of our shows at least gets one more person out on the water, out fishing. That's our goal. That at least one more every show. And that would be a tremendous win for everybody if we can do that on a daily basis. And so that's the reason why the Paddle and Fin Network is here. And we also do week-long shows. We have so many shows throughout this week that you're going to be able to tune in on. Two on Monday, you got Tuesday, you got Wednesday, you got other shows that are coming on up and that you're going to be able to jump online and check out. So why I have you here, John, tell us a little bit. Susie couldn't come on. Tell us a little bit about the Fishing for Noobs show.
Well, I got to tell you, Michael Ridenour jumped on here a little bit ago. I've talked to him about jumping on and doing some guest hosting. And then our good buddy from Dubro Fishing and New Canoe Kayaks, the Beast, he was on our my show with Randy, Matt Gibson out of Indiana. We've got him lined up to come on and do some guest hosting until, you know, things settle down in the lives of our friends and families, get things right, and we can get everything back, you know, streaming again with Susie and get Sean back as well, hopefully. So,
yeah, that show is going to be very unique because it's going to kind of unfold and kind of be as it starts to happen this year. It's going to go down to one a month because it's going to be a little bit of a longer show. But at the same time, just because of certain obligations and different family things that are going on in the host's lives, that's what's going to be taking priority over doing the show. And as you guys know, Paddle and Fin is a big family network. We definitely want to make sure that we are always putting our families first, and we're making sure that you do that. Matt's looking forward to being with us. I love it already. We want to make sure that we're always making sure that you guys and your families are first and foremost. So we want to keep you guys safe. Thank you, John. Stay on a little bit. I'm going to bring you back on in a little bit, and I'm going to hit you with some questions here. So don't you go running away like you like to do on me sometimes.
No worries, Big Daddy.
All right. Coming up in next is Brad. Brad, tell us a little bit of what you got going on for 2024 and how many shows you're going to be able to do this year. And things are changing for Brad. We got a unique setup that's getting ready to happen. So tell us a little bit, Brad.
So with other commitments and everything else, I've had to take a little bit of a step back, and we're going to refocus my show from being every other week to more season specific, coming out in fall, and still having that story time field of talking about the stories, because really my show has always been about the experience, but layering in another piece of that and really making it more specific content focused. And like what I mean by that is I've had dog training episodes with South Fork retrievers on the puppy stage, and then the next stage of that 1 to 3 years of training. Or I've had very similar with Kick and Brass of start to finish, like puppy through gun dog. And continue on with those spirit, like to really make episodes where we still have that experience, but to really bring some different knowledge and some very specific topics also to it, like shotgunning or waterfall setups and the different gear, archery hunting, how to target a specific animal maybe out west. Say you want to go out west and you have no idea how to start elk hunting, like all the way to I want to start camping, like base camp. Like, how do I set up a hunting base camp? Or for guys like me that run two tracks and logging roads all year long, what do I do to recover? Say I get stuck. Like, bring on people that can really talk to this, that are a little bit outside my typical network, but to really bring home some great content and then layer in those stories and those experiences.
And so your show is going to be more during the season time. So as you can start to see, hunting season's kind of winding down a little bit right now. You're getting ready to go into like the spring and full-fledged like fishing season and all that. Brad is going to be working on his content throughout the year. And then when it's time for the season come back around, he's going to hit the ground nice and hard and running, because he's got some obligations and some things he's got to do at the beginning half of this year. It's very important that he focuses on those. We want to make sure that as the season comes around, he's ready to rock and roll. So if there's anybody out there that has like plots of land or anything that kind of like in that hunting thing, hunting theme and a hunting view, reach out to Brad, because that's definitely going to be something cool that he's going to be doing a lot more focus. It's going to be a more show style, storytelling style, a more informational, just like if you were going out to watch on Waypoint on the TV show. It's going to be a lot more like that. So I'm really interested and excited to see what Brad's going to produce over the next couple months for the next hunting season. So when can we kind of expect you to be back around with us a little bit on the Paddle and Fin? What's your day and time that you're going to be airing?
I'm hoping for September, October.
Okay.
Hoping for to have some content ready to go. I know, especially like myself and maybe the possibility of a co-host might be coming on. That's still being worked out. Cool. We get real busy in fall, but we're going to try to get some content set up so we can hit that ground running, like you said.
Nice. And of course, Jay Randall has to ask, what about some bow fishing?
Oh, I'm sure we'll do another bow fishing episode or two. I mean, a lot of plans there. I mean, as you can see, right there, brand new bow fishing bow build was just finished over the winter. So we'll definitely chat some bow fishing at some point too.
So here's the thing. Did you do like a little video and stuff of how you made that and got that thing kind of like ready to go for a new show next year?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, no, but there's definitely going to be some content grab this year with some Pine Ridge archery accessories on the bow and everything else, and get some content for them for bow fishing. Kind of a slightly new market for them. So,
and I know this is normally a fishing show, and I'm gonna plug Pine Ridge right now because they have one of the coolest attachments for your bow, and that is that stand, that kickstand. And if you need to reach out, tell us about it.
Phenomenal. The new kickstand that protects because they've got that new piece on it now. It can be, you can buy it standalone or the stand with it, and it keeps the bottom cam of your bow out of the dirt now. It's huge. It's awesome.
And you can leave it on while you're actually still using the bow?
I do not believe so. Man, okay. No, I would maybe. Not. You could try it. It's not something I would try, but you could. I don't like having anything attached to my limbs when shooting a bow. I would not recommend that.
All right. Well, you can go over to Pine Ridge Archery. You can look, it's their very first thing right on the page. They have that kickstand. It's right there. It's ready to go. So you definitely want to look into that. That's my plug for Pine Ridge Archery. Had to do it. It was necessary because that piece of equipment is awesome right now. And it's going like fire at some of the other places. So it's very, very good. Brad, I thank you for coming. We're looking forward to the show in September, October. What day of the week do you normally do your show and what time?
My show was normally Saturdays, pre-recorded, not live.
Gotcha. Pre-recorded, not live. But you know what? It's going to be a detail-oriented show, so you want to make sure you do that. So we are looking forward. Thank you, Brad, for coming on. I know you got some things you got to do. Thank you for coming on. We're going to switch over to a commercial, and then we will be ready to go with our next. We're going to bring in John again for the wrap-up of this. So see you in a bit. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, sir.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
All right, Mr. Rapp, we're going to do this. We're going to do a plug right now for Dubro Fishing. All right, we're going to do it because that's one of our key sponsors, what we got going on. So tell us a little bit about Dubro Fishing.
Man, what can I not tell you? All I can tell you is those Twister Track knobs are legit. They've got their new big swim baits coming out. So if you're looking for something steady, go to their website and hit fill in that information, get that email that Brian and him send out every other day with great information. You got, you know, this time of year, and a lot of the shows that you'll be seeing for the next several months are about reorganizing your equipment, your garage, your rod racks. Well, they have great rod rack systems right there that you can organize your garage. And, you know, and if you're a musky fisherman or a saltwater fisherman, a lot of those guys are familiar with what that was in the background. And that picture there. And by the way, while I was offline, I reached out. Brian will be on here in just a second. He is shooting some plastic at Dubro right now, and as soon as it comes out, he's going to jump on with us. So the Hangman, great little utility. It is so small. It's probably 3 inches at the most. I mean, don't take any room. Yeah, it's smaller than a large iPhone. I mean,
right.
So, great tool. If you guys are looking to put something on the side of your kayak to store some scissors, and plus it's got the line cutter with a razor. Razor gets dull. You take a screw out, kick out the razor, put a new one in. Good to go. I
mean, so the Muskie Show, the new 6-inch slim bait is like the hottest item up there. And I actually think they've got a bigger one, don't they? Is that the?
I think that's all they're selling right now. It's a 6-inch. Yeah.
6-inch slim baits smelling like crazy up there. Muskie guys love this thing right here. So that's a good one. The best thing I could ever say about Dubro Fishing and the title of all of their baits. I mean, come on. What can go wrong when you have the rump shaker?
Shake that booty.
Right.
The girls will follow. But that's my favorite right there, is that hot stick.
Hot stick, the shake and bake. The hot stick is good because that's kind of like your typical Cinco type style stick worm. Then you have your shake and bake is a little bit more of like a shaky, what do we want to call it? What's it kind of like?
That's used for the drop shot too. I mean, where they'll rig it up about, you know, 10 inches above the weight and work it. Same with the dragger swim bait dewy tail. I mean,
The dewy tail.
There's just so many. I mean, there's lots of options for anglers based on your type of fishing. If you're a swift water fisherman, you're throwing a Ned rig style stuff. You got their Ned rig style baits, and then there's the twister track knobs we were talking about. Different colors to match the color of your boat. I mean, you can really accessorize stuff and keep things looking good. I mean, if you want your stuff to look good, that's the way to do it. I mean,
if you are as like neurotic as I am about matching and making colors and making sure it all looks good and it's all tied up and tidy, that's the Marine in me. You got to make sure all loose ends are taken care of. The twist knobs are going to help you with your gear assortment. And on top of that, you can use them for so many other things. As long as it's got that 3/8 screw.
Yeah. Yeah. The standard screw, you know, you can buy those, take off the twisties that you have from other accessories, use the existing bolt, put those on, and hold down what you already have on the kayak now. So, or your trailer or whatever you're using it for.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to keep you here because I'm going to keep you on until the OG comes on here in a little bit. But Friday night is the OG show, which we're going to talk with Brian here in a little bit. And then on Sunday nights is also Chasing the Tides. Now, Chasing the Tides, the host is Dustin Nichols, and that is all about saltwater fishing, okay? Chasing the Tide is your saltwater connection on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Dustin will bring tips, tactics, tournament updates, along with having a diverse mix of guests and industry insiders for product reviews, all on the saltwater side. So we did not forget about the saltwater angler here. And Dustin, if you know Dustin very well, he's a saltwater angler himself. So.
He is the total package when it comes to saltwater. He's a trout magnet, a redfish guy. He's not known to catch monster snook. I mean, the dude just, if it's coastal, he can put it in the boat. I feel honored to know a guy like that because, you know, when I was in Texas there a couple weeks ago, we were going to meet up, but he was late. But I did meet up with, you know, and I didn't know this, but they have some lakes in Texas that have redfish in them. So yeah. You don't have to go to the coast. I didn't know that. And so the next trip I make to Texas when I go hang out with the Z-Pro guys, that they've told me that we're going to run over to the and hit that redfish lake. And I look really forward to that.
Yeah.
And here, as Jay is saying, Dustin is phenomenal. And hey, Jay, again, bro, don't forget, I'm coming down Wednesday afternoon to go over to the convention center and start setting up for Thursday with
Jay. He's really coming down to go snowboarding in your backyard. That's what he's coming down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen his backyard. It could be done. It could be done.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good moving forward with all the shows and things. Everybody's kind of revamping. So you're going to see a new look to all the shows. You're going to see kind of like a new overall rejuvenated feel to the Paddle and Fin Network. And we're going to be bringing it in and kicking it up a notch this year and really producing some good quality content. So make sure you tune in on Sundays. I think that's every other Sunday with the Chasing the Tides show. I'm pretty sure that that's how it's going to work out as Dustin can get the shows out there. That's one of his biggest things.
Yeah, and again, as we've mentioned, guys, Dustin Nichols from Texas, go hit his Instagram, his Facebook page is up. Hit like, follow that way. And, of course, here at Paddle and Fin, that way when he does pop up or does throw up some stuff, you know, when he's not working the shift work that he's doing, he's normally out fishing and really ought to take a look at some of the content he puts out. And Jay Randall, if you're still with us, man, won't you jump in here with us? Come on here and talk. Brian should be on shortly, and we would love to hear about what you OGs are going to do in the future, or if you're still going to be his co-host, you need to jump in here with us.
I'm excited for the OG show because I'm even working in the background and giving it a new look. So it's not going to be just like the two talking heads in the square boxes. It's going to be like some good stuff going down with that one.
It looks good. I've seen it, guys. You know, we've got some really good graphics. Randy has done one hell of a good job building stuff for our backgrounds to give our shows. Not that they weren't professional before, but they are stepping up a notch.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we're excited for that. One of the things that I wanted to just share with everybody too is that with the events that we have going on with the Dale Hollow event and kind of like everybody's kind of transitioning and putting family first and stuff like that, we're always going to make sure that we put out content for you. And we've been working diligently in the background to make sure that we put hosts and shows out there to keep everything kind of rocking and rolling. There's the man, the myth, the OG. How you doing? Pumping out baits.
Yeah. What's happening, guys?
Good, man. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on over there. You don't have to show us anything, but you're pumping something. Yeah. You're doing great.
Yeah, how was that plastic burn, brother?
It's still going. It's still going. Oh, but okay. I could jump on in a couple minutes, but yeah, just cranking them out, man.
Getting ready
for what is it? The Indiana Fishing Expo.
Okay.
We were just
doing a little promo there with the Dewey Baits and Dubro Fishing website and stuff. It's talking about how you guys had a really good show with the Chicago Muskie Show. And I guess, from our conversations, you were talking about your 6-inch swim bait was selling quite hot there. So anything else that they were hitting on?
Quite a bit of Dewey Baits, some rod racks, and we make a tool for making your own bucktails as well. So we sold quite a few of those as well. But the hot ticket of the weekend was a new color that we're doing. It's looks just like a shad. It's a white belly and like a clear and silver top. So looks super sexy. And we'll have that at the Indiana Fishing Expo, and we should have it up on the web here shortly. It may take a few, but Yeah.
Cool. So tell us a little bit. On Friday nights is the original, is the OG show, and we've got both of you on here, which is awesome to see both of you. Jay, it's good to see you again, brother.
What's up, man?
Tell us a little bit about the OG show and what time is it going to go on, and a little bit about what your plans are for 2024 on that show.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of the season, we'll probably pre-record it a little bit. It may not be live right away just because I'll be on the road quite a bit.
Yeah.
Till April. Me and the sergeant there have been discussing things a little bit and putting a game plan together. But you know us, we like to have all kinds of people from all over the fishing and hunting world on to just chat about their passions, what they got going on. Some may be, you know, heads of companies or just average anglers that are doing cool things in the space and things like that, man.
Cool. Yeah. No. And they got the distinct, they're very unique because they're able to pull in pretty much everybody from, I mean, they could, if they wanted to, they can even have anybody from the RC hobby industry. That's how OG they are. They can do exactly whatever they want because they're the bosses.
And anybody but McKinstry.
Yeah. It's it. McKinstry gets on and Jay turns red.
I don't know about that guy. Those extreme northerners over there, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and Brian, tell a little bit, like, you've got a lot of things going on, so you're kind of going, like you said, you're going to be recording your show for up until April. You've got a lot of shows. I mean, expos and shows getting ready to happen.
Yeah, I think, Jesus, I don't even know what day it is.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, this weekend will be show number 4 for me, and then I fly out Sunday morning for archery industry show all next week. Then I fly back on the red eye. I land in Chicago Thursday and basically pack and head to Indiana for the fishing expo. Then I come home and I think I'm home for a week. And then I go to Arizona and then come home, Wisconsin Fishing Show, home for like a week or two. Then I'm at the Northern Wisconsin Fishing Show. Then so I got a hobby show in April and all that stuff. So
are you going to out to like the Bassmaster Classic? Not in. Are you going to do any of the big shows?
No, I won't be at the Classic or Red Crest this year. I'll be more on the Midwest trail, so to speak, this year. But who knows what this year will bring.
I know the Beast is going to ask. He's going to ask. So I'm going to ask, are you proud to be part of the Waffle House fishing team?
I am so thankful he had a shirt on. No, it's just going to happen there.
I was talking to him. I was talking to him today, and I listened to that guy that podcast you guys did, and I was like, man, you guys represented Waffle House Fishing like none other. I was super proud of that moment. And then Matt proceeded with because we'll be staying in a hotel for that fishing expo. He's like, I just want to let you know there is a Waffle House directly across the street. I said, great. We got breakfast and dinner planned. Now we just got to figure out lunch at the show.
Oh, I know you'll have your giant thermos there ready to fill up with all that Waffle House coffee.
Oh, geez. Hey, that, you know what? This is my one complaint about this past weekend. Chicago Muskie Show, bunch of old guys, fishermen, right? They stopped selling coffee at 9 a.m. What kind of fishing show doesn't have coffee all day?
Oh my goodness!
Trade show in general.
So by 9:15, you are a grumpy.
Yeah. Needless to say, like I don't think I'll be attending the Chicago Muskie Show next year.
He's gonna send somebody else. He's gonna make you go next.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing. The show opened at 9.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So they didn't even get any of the business. It's just like it. Like,
they were sold out. Yeah. It was crazy stupid. So whatever.
Well, I mean, we don't want to keep you too much because you know you got a lot of work, you got a lot of baits to crank out, get ready for Indiana. Not only on top of that, but so tell us a little. I want you to do one more plug, real quick, for Dubrow Fishing. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, we got our Dewey baits lineup, soft plastics, doing a huge push this year with that. We went to one of our manufacturers in a different industry and approached them about making a plastisol directly for us.
That's unique
and different to a lot of the other plastics in the industry. So it's super soft, but yet super durable, which is huge. Like, I fished it all last year. And, you know, instead of catching your 1-2 fish and then having to, you know, toss that plastic to the side, I was catching 7 or 8 fish.
Yeah, that's like the stuff that we use down at ICAST. I went out with Frizzy Zamora from Florida. We went to one of his local watering holes and only had one pack of those hot sticks, PB&Js. So yeah. I gave him half. I had half. We fished the whole afternoon. He caught 15, 16 fish. I caught 7 or 8 and I didn't have to change bait. I mean, it's a great, great plastisol. I mean, you guys did a great job fine tuning that to where you've made it today.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely went through a lot of different samples and tweaks to the formula till we actually got it right. So, I mean, that's been a huge push. I mean, we're well known for our rod racks and our rod storage solutions. Those have been around since the 80s. We got the twister track knobs for the kayaks. We will have some T-bolts coming up here real quick. I'll let that cat out of the bag. But I will say keep an eye on Dubrow for ICAST 2024 because there's some stuff coming down the pipe that is gonna wag some feathers or curl some feathers a little bit in the industry.
Curl some feathers,
yeah. No doubt. So, super excited about that, man. It's we're continuing to evolve. Dubrow has been around for many years, and we're starting to make some evolutions and, put some growth and rebirth into the brand, which is great. And it's good to see. And, we're just going to keep going from there. And, you know, not only in like the bass market, saltwater market, we do a bunch of stuff with, and we're getting into the kayak/boat accessory market and things like that as well. So exciting things on the horizon, looking forward to a killer 2024. And, it's been super cool, man. I mean, I've been a huge part of, basically designing and developing new products, which is a blessing in disguise, man.
No doubt.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. So one more plug, you got to do it. Give us a plug for Dale Hollow.
Dale Hollow, man, how can you miss that event? You know, it's the big event we hold every year. Awesome venue, awesome fishery, always good prize money up for grabs. And, you know, you just can't beat the camaraderie, man. Even if you're not coming down to fish the tournament, just hanging out with everybody is the best part. That's why I love going down there. Not only like the host, but all the anglers and stuff attending. Yeah, well, Peepaw over there has got a little, different.
He's bringing that crazy stuff out of the mountains is what he's doing.
Yeah, well, hey, man, from day one, he was smart, dude. He tries to sabotage the whole field and walks around with a little cooler full of mason jars going, hey, you should do a taste test. You got to taste them all. These guys wake up hungover and late to the ramp. Meanwhile, John's pretty much having breakfast while they're just waking up, then gets on the water, catches fish, and, you know, works his way up the leaderboard. It's smart. I like that tactic, you know.
It's strategic, right?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I resemble that remark.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on, Jay. I definitely appreciate you going on. Jay, tell us a little bit, kind of like what you're going on with Brian here on the OG show. Tell us a little bit.
I mean, it's like Brian said, you know, right now it's a little slow. Brian's very busy. he's like one of the hardest guys to get a hold of usually. But he's doing good out there, man. He's, you know, got in there.
Making waves, baby.
Yeah, he's got Dubro going. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. I feel super lame compared to him because I'm not anywhere as near busy. I'm just, you know, doing my thing, snowboarding down my hill, you know, when I can. You know, it's all about the melt, though. It's going to be like 50s or 60s down here like in the next week. So,
yeah.
Well, and we should probably explain too, like, I know I mentioned it once on John's podcast, like, you know, we've had a few people reach out like, hey, where are you at? What's going on? Things like that. And we came home from ICAST and we were rebroadcasting all the shows that we did down there. And in that meantime, you know, in August, you know, my mom had a brain aneurysm rupture. And, you know, like I've told everybody on Paddle and Fin, man, family first, you know. So most of the folks on Paddle and Fin understood that. And I had to kind of take a step back. Jay was going through some medical stuff, which I think his wiener's okay now.
Well, that's good because the goats are looking for him when it comes to esports.
But I mean,
about that,
Jay had kidney stones. How about that? Is that better?
What a lot. That was better.
But I mean, you know, it's life throws you curveballs, right? And you just kind of got to deal with that stuff. And, you know, thankfully, you know, after spending a lot of time in downtown Chicago in the ICU at Northwestern, you know, my mom's made it out of there. She's had some setbacks, but she's getting better. And, which is allowing me to play catch up at work and, you know, start getting back on the podcast and, doing things like that. And, so I appreciate everybody for reaching out and all that good stuff, man.
Yeah, well, I wish you well, man. Nothing but love for you and your family. So
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, we're glad. We're glad Jay's doing better too.
We're glad Jay's doing better too. I'd hate to be in that position.
That's the worst.
He was rough for a while, man. Yeah.
It was fun, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so I can get really detailed if you want.
We're good. I totally have the thought in my brain. You're okay. No, I appreciate you guys. Definitely thank you for coming on. I know that you guys got a lot going on. Brian's busy, as you can see. He's still at the shop. Jay's still recovering or trying to play snowboard on his hill. So, you know, like enjoy, take the time and enjoy it. But we definitely look forward to your guys' show every week, getting ready to get back into the swing of things as we get ready to move forward for 2024. So thank you for hopping on tonight.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're looking forward to getting back to the grind and, you know, just chatting with some folks.
We got you back, boss.
We got you. All right. Thank you. I'll let you guys go. And then John and I will wrap up the show.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, I mean, 2024 for Paddle and Fin is, as some famous president would say, is huge. Yeah.
I like that.
Huge. You like that? You thought that was pretty good?
I like that. Brad's gonna make that your ringtone now.
Ooj.
He's gonna loop now, that for you.
As 2024 gets ready to kick off, Paddlefin, we definitely look forward to seeing everybody on the show. So make sure you go, you like, you subscribe, you get the bell, you ring the bell, so that way you're reminded every time when one of the shows go live. You can always go to the Paddle and Fin Network on YouTube, like it, subscribe to it. All the shows will go through there. You can go to the individual hosts' Facebook pages, the web pages for the shows. They're all going to be there. Like those, and you will be notified. John, say goodbye to everybody.
Hey, guys. Danny Gann and crew and everybody else that's out there watching, we appreciate you sticking around with us tonight and hearing us ramble about what we've got planned for 2024. I will be back on tomorrow night doing more rambling. So if you want to come on, watch the old man talk a little bit, check out the show and see what myself and Chris Payne and whatever other special guest I may have brought on. Come check us out, and we'll do all things chatting about kayak fishing.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody next week for our very first show, the final cast. Next week, 7 p.m., we've got Fish or Die Bait Company going to be joining us for that show. So I'm really excited for that one, for the first one. And then we will bring in more amazing. If you've got any suggestions of a company or a product or something you all want to take a look at, put it in the comment section so I can come back, take a look at it, and I can start to reach out to those companies so we can start learning more. I'm kind of tweaking and trying to find out what's going on with the Torquedo and the Yamaha thing that kind of got pitched out there. That was kind of interesting this week. That kind of got thrown out there for everybody. So I'm going to try to dig into that.
Yeah. And again, if you have questions about our April 27th, 28th fishing event down at Eastport Marina, it's a 2-day tournament, $100 entry fee. It's already listed upon Tourney X. But if you have any other questions, reach out to me, Randy, Brian, or anybody. We'll get you the answers. So
we will get them for you. Yep. Thank you again, everybody. Kayak Fishing Podcast, Paddle and Fin is out. Have a wonderful week, and we look forward to seeing you all on the individual shows.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.